Good morning, Merseyside, for me, Paul J. Nice to have you around with LBC today, Saturday, the 13th of November, 1982. And how are you this morning? Did you have a good night last night? Well, to entertain you up until 10 o'clock, we've got the usual horoscope slot. And a little bit of legal information regarding the old seatbelt law, which comes into force in January. But the first record on the programme today is coming from Blue Zoo, and this one's called Cry Boy Cry. And also, we'll be giving you a programme rundown of all the DJs you can hear on LBC this wonderful weekend.
Y'all.
down the old timetable to 1976. That's Archie Bell and All the Girls Doing It Fear on LBC. That's the title of that particular record. Very good morning to you if you've just tuned in. My name's Paul Jay and I'm here till 10 o'clock today. Everybody! Off dead quiet. This is Raw Silk, and do it to the music. The hour of 9 o'clock on LBC, that's the Carpenters, Richard and Karen. 1976 on A&M Records. And one called I'm Caught Between Goodbye and I Love You. After the next record, which is Toya and Fire, then we'll have the Horoscopes. And it may, is like the devil and the deep blue sea.
Your music gives me fire in my soul.
That's all then. We've changed the horoscope music this week. This is Tiki Tiki Puka. Try and say that first thing on a Saturday morning. And it's by the Hawaii Keys. Anyway, first horoscope on the programme today is Aries, 21st of March to the 20th of April. And Venus glides into your solar ninth house and broadens your outlook on love and artistic concepts. You're about to encounter new signs to your personality, which will help you understand everything from true love to a new form of beauty. Taurian people, 21st of April to the 21st of May, you've reached an important stage in the development of relationships. The new moon will allow you to cast aside any unsatisfactory areas of your close partnerships by creating massive transformations. And Venus intensifies all affairs of the heart. Gemini people, 22nd of May to the 21st of June, the Mercury-Jupiter conjunction in your solar sixth house begins a process of mental and psychological expansion towards the everyday things of life. You want scope and freedom to move away from your banal routine society has set for you. Oh dear. So you're going to have some trouble there with the old Gemini people.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, that's Dionne Warwick, Dionne Warwick, or Dionne Warwick. Pronounced in many different ways by DJs all over the world. And her latest rendition to the charts, Heartbreaker. Jove, that's blown your eardrums. This is a lady by the name of Andrea True Connection, and she reckons she wants more. From 1976, that's her, Andrea True. Used to be a porn film star, I believe. Whether that's true or not, I just do not know. You're on line with LBC and me, Paul J. I'm here till 10 o'clock today. And following me between 10 and 12 now, we've got Paul James. He takes over. After Paul, between 12 and 2, we've got Mr. Barry Cullen, Big Bad Barry. And then between 2 and 4, we've got BW Bert Williams. And he comes along with the Oldie Show. And following him, Paul K steps along at 4 o'clock until 7. And then after Paul, between 7 and 9, it's John Dwyer. And he closes the thing down between 7 and 9 tonight. Turn on. This is the Piranhas, featuring Boring Paul J. This one's called Zambezi. I better tell you this hour, hadn't I? It's just gone 25 past 9. Good morning from LBC.
I have a whim, I either sink or swim. It never really seems to matter either way. And if a bill comes in, just throw it in that bin, because I'm sure to get some more another day. Zambezi, I ought to face loves complications. I haven't got the inclination, and I never learnt the pain of facing my responsibilities. So when the bailiff comes to explain to him, I haven't got a thing to give to him. But if he wants to come round visiting me, this is where I'll be. I ain't at home, just say I packed me plastic bag and went away. As for the landlord's rent, I spent it on a tent. So if he's asking questions, you'll know what to say.
Zambezi, 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 Zambezi,
I'm on my way.
Zambezi, Zambezi, Zambezi,
Zambezi, Zambezi. There you go, that's your helping of boring Bob Rover. The Piranhas. And one for them called Zambezi. Well, it's 27 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock now on Liverpool Broadcasting LBC. And I was looking through a book the other day. I shan't tell you what the book is, because I give them a free advert, won't I? And I noticed some legal jargon all about motoring, actually, and I thought this might be of interest to some people. So I decided to read it out to you, but I'd better put a bit of music on. It's a good music, this, actually. Click as he switches the deck on. It's one from Johnny Congress, released in 1971, this one, believe it or not. This one's called Tokoloshe Man. Right, here we go. Headline, anyway. Must I wear a seatbelt in big black letters? And it says, some people won't have to wear a seatbelt in the front of a car either, because a car is too old to have been fitted with seatbelts. In other words, I'm trying to tell you now that the loopholes in the law which will let you get away without wearing a seatbelt, there ain't many actually, or for personal medical reasons affecting the driver or the front seat passenger. So in other words, you've got to be sort of an invalid or have an old car. Well, I've got no problems there. It says, but you'll need a special medical exemption certificate, number, blah, 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 blah. To get the certificate, you have to be examined by your GP, and he can charge you anything up to 19 quid. Unless you're on a low income, or will I come into that again, or disabled, in which case you can be examined free. But ask your doctor first if he thinks you might qualify for the exemption. And then finally it says, it's up to the doctor to give you an exemption certificate, and he'll only do so if he feels it is inadvisable for you to wear a seatbelt, if, for instance, you have a cracked rib. Got to go out and crack a rib to get away with that. Well, and it goes on, it says, there are occasions when you won't have to wear your seatbelt when reversing, for example. For more details, get a copy of the Department of Transport leaflet Seatbelts, the Law and You, which has an exemption application form from the local DHSS offices and road safety officers, and child safety in cars from road safety officers. Well, there it goes. It doesn't look as if you're going to be able to get away with it, actually, without wearing a seatbelt. A little bit of information for your ear. It says, did you know? It's against the law not to use dipped headlights or front fog lamps in poor visibility. Yes, we knew that. Old smart Alex. Did you know drivers can be ordered to stop by traffic wardens? That'd be a laugh, wouldn't it? Stop! Minus one traffic warden. Policeman in uniform. And school crossing patrol. And here's one for all you motorbike maniacs. It says motorbikes must be parked parallel to the road, just like cars. Unless they are parked in a specially allotted space, so their taillights, which have reflectors fitted in them, can be seen by oncoming traffic. So if you're one of these berks that sticks your motorbike out into the road at right angles to the pavement, you can be done. Well, I think that's about all of the nonsense information I've got for you at the present time. It's just gone 9:30, just gone 9:30 on LBC 2 and 459 metres medium wave, Saturday morning, 13th day of November 1982. a good record, that, isn't it? John Congers and Takanoshi Man. I don't know what it means, actually. If you know what it means, why don't you drop me a line? Nobody's bothered to write to me yet. Boring old Paul J. Mailing address is the same as ever for now. That's 13 Cobden Place, Tranmere, Birkenhead, on Merseyside. This is imagination. I have an idea this microphone might be a touch loud. By Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, and Young Girl, or to be Atoll's, and Day Tripper. So what I want you to do, I want you to go outside, stand outside your house, open the door or the window if you live in a block of flats, and I want you to shout as loud as you can, yes or no, which one you want. And I'll be able to hear you, see, now I'm going to say, everybody that wants Gary Puckett and Young Girl, well, give us a shout now. Right. And everybody that wants the Beatles and Day Tripper, give us a shout now. Right, so we'll see who won now, shall we? See who's the loudest shouters, whether it's the Beatles ones or the Gary Puckett ones. But first, your tune.
Radio 2-2-5-5-9-9, the best damn station in the world.
Really? Gary Puckett won.
Get out of my mind.
They go totally destroying his lines. 1968, that's Gary Puckett. I'm the Union Gap. I won't call it a young girl. That was requested by 4,300,000 listeners on Merseyside. Out of their front doors and bedroom windows.
Listening to the hip music of the Northwest.
Ah, this is Melbourne. And this one's called Love's Coming At Ya on LBC 2 and 459. Don't forget the LBC thing at the Port Perch Rock or the Fort Perch Rock. Yes, that's happening tonight down there, and the minibus will be available. We'll go down and laugh at John Dwyer. Tickets are £2, or no tickets actually, you pay on the door tonight, £2 to get in. And Love's Coming At Ya on 204.59 metres, medium wave, with me, Paul J. It's just coming up to 20 minutes here at 10 o'clock now, and tune to LBC, of course, and lots of other famous people will be coming along today. After me, it's Paul James, and then Barry Cullen, BW, Paul K, and John Dwyer. Right, by kind permission of BW, we have a record now, which everybody's going to say, you rotten pig. They did shout nearly as loud. Complete with frying eggs, this is the Beatles. And one called Day Tripper from 1965. It's rather had it, but worth a play.
Out.
its 18 years of age. That's the Beatles from 1965. And Day Tripper. The original recording. You'd never have guessed. Horoscopes coming up after Evelyn Champagne King.
Serving the Northwest, this is...
4455999.
Out of sight!
Evelyn Champagne King, make my love come down. You might have heard me cue in a jingle up then. I don't know, can't remember actually, but I had the fader up or... Anyway, if you did, you know what the jingle's going to be, so I'm not going to play it now. Going to be horrible to you people out there. What time is it here? I mean, I'm 16 minutes to the hour of 10, and after me at 10 o'clock is Paul James, and he does his thing until 12 o'clock. Here comes Tiki Tiki Puka. Okay, we all have our problems. Cancer people, 22nd of June to the 23rd of July, a complimentary new moon in your solar fifth house will bring out your feelings for others. It's a time to sweep away concealed sensitivity and to show your true emotional colours. A particularly fortuitous time for relationships with women. Unless your name's Mabel. Alright, so Leo, 24th of July to the 23rd of August. One of astrology's luckiest and most optimistic configurations descends upon you this week. Now is the time for you to move, buy a new home, or make general improvements. Your overall attitude to the world this week is warm and fun-loving. Virgo people, 24th of August to the 23rd of September, you will feel restless and fidgety this week. Mercury becomes increasingly more busy as the week wears on. It's a superb time for business negotiations, travel and signing up on a course or new study. And your mind is as clear as a crystal. Well, that's the end of the horoscopes, but I'll just shove a little one of Libra in and I'll do it again tomorrow. Libra, 24th of September to the 23rd of October, has Venus shoots into your solar third house, so you look that little easier on life. Why not enjoy the company of friends? It would be good for you, as it would for me, to mix with people. A super time to get things off your chest. Right, that's the end of the horoscope. Thank goodness, hang on, I'll have a drink of my coffee, I think. I'm getting a bit dry here. They are then. That's the thing right through to the bitter end. That's the music I've been using this week for the horoscope slot. And as I said before, that was from the Waikikis. And let's see when that was released. 1964? Oh, it's quite an old thing, isn't it? Let's see if we can dig another old thing out. Hang on. I've got a really good old thing here. Yes, here it is. I'll just take it out of the sleeve. It's all live, this, folks, you know. And as he looks at the time to pan it out a little bit, he knows that it is now 14 minutes to the hour of 10 o'clock, and you're tuned to Liverpool Broadcasting in the medium wave band on 2 and 459 metres. How's that, then? This is Chicago, and if you leave me now, well, I'll be fed up.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the
'76 at Chicago. And one from them called If You Leave Me Now. It's a lovely record, that, isn't it? Actually, it's Sunday morning material, really, I think. That, calm and soothing. Nice and relaxed and easy listening. Gentle on your mind, just like this next piece of music.
Time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always taste, taste, taste. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day it's fine, the next it's black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go there will be trouble. And if I stay it will be trouble. You don't want me, set me free. Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow?
Dedicated to all the LBC DJs. This is Marmalade, and this one's called Falling Apart at the Seams.
And everything was feeling
Just a little bit of Cool in the Gang and Let's Go Dancing. It's time for me to say ta-ra. And I'm going to go out with a bit of Floyd Kramer from 1961 called San Antonio Rose. So for the last hour you've been tuned to me, Paul J, on the radio between 9 and 10. I'll be back tomorrow morning at the same time, bright and early. Please join me. And until then, stay tuned to the rest of the lads on LBC. Bye.
Visited Eyecatchers yet? It's the place to buy your Christmas clothes now. There's furs and sheepskins on special offer. They sell all famous makes of jeans and cords, including Lee, Levi's, Cup, A Second Image, and many more. There's chunky jumpers from £6.99, cord skirts from £4.99, dresses from £4.99, and jackets from £9.99. Call in and see their selections today. They're at Wallasey Road, Liscard in Wallasey, and the ground floor St John's Market, Liverpool. Pop into Eyecatchers, as there's probably something there to catch your eye. Amethyst Video is the first all-beta video shop in the northwest of England. See the wonder of Disney titles like Lovebug, Pete's Dragon and Condor Man. Enjoy the world of action with Burt Reynolds and Charles Bronson. And enter the world of Twilight with the likes of Insomnoid and The Exterminator. Don't forget, they are the only people who have an all-beta format in the northwest of England. It's Amethyst Video at 184 Poulton Road, Wallasey, Merseyside. Open Monday to Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Amethyst Video. Telephone Neil or Charlie on 630 6575.
I just wanna tell 5 and a half minutes after the hour at 10 o'clock, it's a Saturday morning. That's the music of the Quick there, with a follow-up single to the one called The Rhythm of the Jungle. And that's the one called Touch. Many, many thanks to Paul J there for the last 60 minutes of rather good music. Many, many thanks. He's leaving his studio at the moment. And you'll see him back on your radio at the same time tomorrow morning. That's a Sunday on LBC 259 M459. And today is going to be one of those days, so beware, I'm telling you now. I've had a terrible morning. I slept in. The electric kettle broke. And what's more, you had no marge for me toast. So I'm hungry and I'm thirsty. Got a hell of a lot of music to jam into the next 2 hours, so hope you're going to stay right with me right through till 12 o'clock. That's the first mistake and the way they're on. Well, James doing it through till midday. For a Saturday, LBC on 259. Your favourite, 7 days a week. This one is the new one from Evelyn King on RCA Records and Back to Love.
Keep holding on. Everybody that's on the dance floor, I want you to put your hands. Can you feel that? You gotta ride it.
Minutes after 10 o'clock for Saturday, dancing music of Gwen McRae there. The excellent young lady has just had a divorce from Greg McRae. That's number one, the disco chants. And that's what it's called. Also, apologies for that little mistake there. You must have noticed it. As I said, it's going to be one of those programs for the day. I left the tape channel up. And while it was queuing up a jingle, you probably heard John Dwyer's Here For You on 259. Many, many apologies for that. I won't do it again, I promise. JD's about to slap me wrists. And don't forget, the get-together's a little bit later on tonight at the Fort. And if you went last week, it was a very good night. And I did, in fact, manage to make it there a little bit later on the evening. As soon as I finished work, I had a wrist up there and had a quick pint and I was off then. And many thanks to Dave for running me up there and his Avenger, the one that run our battle. Somewhere between Hamilton and the Fort. I think it was King Street in Wallasey. Keep them burning hot. Keep it burning. So many, many thanks to Dave there for taking the time and the trouble to run me all the way over to the Fort absolutely free of charge. Well, I did in fact buy him a beef burger and a drink, so thanks Dave if you're listening, which you're bound to be, on your way to work or something. It's LBC. The time is 14 minutes after 10 o'clock. A very good morning. Many thanks to your company. And don't forget the address to write if you want a request or a dedication or any information on advertising or anything at all. Any correspondence, the address to write it. It's number 13, Cobden Place, Lower Tramia, Birkenhead. That's on Merseyside.
Music.
Skeleton Records are now bigger and better than ever. They have two floors crammed full of music from new releases to blues, folk, reggae, nostalgia, and second-hand albums and singles. You can also purchase concert tickets there too. Call into Skeleton Records at 94 Argyle Street, Birkenhead, or telephone 647-9650.
And staying with the oldies, standing back in time, this one is a classic. The first hits in the UK, all the sea.
Sexual healing, sexual
to number 5 in the UK singles chart this week. The music of Marvin Gaye, and great comeback. That's the one called Sexual Healing. Paul Kaye was saying something about the end of that record. I can't say it over the air. He said something at the end, just as it fades out. And I'm not going to play it either. It's dirty. Let's make love tonight. 22 minutes after 10 o'clock to time. If you're clock watching, a very good morning. If you're having a tea break at work, or a fag break as Barry Cullen had today. His fag oh, they're brilliant. My boss comes in and says to me, what are you doing? It's 3:30, I'm having a fag break. He doesn't like that. The music right through till 9 o'clock this evening. And don't forget, at 9 o'clock, if you want to meet all the DJs in person, that includes myself, if you want to hang around till about 10 past 2, I'll be along there straight after work. The get-together tonight is the same venue as last week. That's the Four Perch Rock. That's in New Brighton. And prices have been reduced this week. Admission, a disco, a 2 o'clock bar, and a buffet will cost you £2. So if you're going down, let's see down there. There's a bus to take you right up to the doors as well. Departing from the Floral Pavilion at 9 o'clock. And from there onwards. That's until we get enough people in there. That's 9 o'clock at the Floral Pavilion. Send you over to the Four Perch Rock, the LBC get-together, this very evening, commencing at 9 o'clock, pay on the door, no tickets needed, and that'll cost you £2.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good music.
Everything looks good when you open your eyes.
Good night, I.
Good music, yeah, yeah.
The best damn station in the world.